To evoke social change, it takes a great deal of support and community from the individuals who live in the United States. Only then can we change the great deal of criminal injustice. In order for our society to grow and change, we must first be able to support one another that are in need of it. Youths throughout our country are incarcerated and tried as adults for sometimes nonviolent crimes and being sentenced for years, taking their youth years away and not even giving them a second chance to make up for the wrongs they made in the past. In the TED Talks we watched as a class, it states they all contain childhood trauma, victimization, poverty, loss, disengagement from school, early interaction with the police, and the criminal injustice system, all leading to a seat in the courtroom. Adam Foss. If we gave these children more support in their childhood years, they wouldn't lead down these wrongful paths. Another statement I read stated, according to the Vera Institute of Justice, incarceration costs an average of more than $31,000 per inmate per year nationwide. In some states, it costs as much as $60,000. Marketplace.org. If we use that money to support those who are going down the wrong path, then people and children that are incarcerated would make better choices or even prevent them from being a danger or bad example for our society. Another trait society needs to learn is working as a community. Working in a community can prevent children from doing these harmful things and ruining their opportunities in life if they just had people to go to for help. Community is what brings awareness or attention to the matter of criminal injustice. People are wrongfully incarcerated every day. A young teen by the name Jeffrey Deskovic was accused of raping another high school classmate. He was innocent, but during the interrogation, he stated, a scared teenage boy, he thought, if he gave the officers what they wanted, a confession, he would be released from custody and allowed to return home. Now, if, as a community, we helped and supported this young man about the law or anything, that he wouldn't have been wrongfully incarcerated, later serving 16 years in prison, JJIE.org. A good example of community is Satoya Brown, who blew up on social media for wrongfully being imprisoned for killing another human being during a sex trafficking act. She believed that the man was pulling a gun out or a weapon from under his bed, and she shot him for her own safety. She was sentenced to life in prison. In her years in prison, and because of the support and community that had grown during her time in prison, she managed to get a college degree. Because of community on the outside of prison, celebrities such as Kim Kardashian posted and responded to it, making her case of wrongful incarceration blow up on social media and getting her sentence minimized. CNN.com. In conclusion, we as a society need to develop how to support one another and work as a community to solve these problems of criminal injustice, to bring happiness to all those who live here, and to create a better future to come for the future generations.